Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. That's Marshall Tucker bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joe Tankersley is here. He's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows. He is a bona fide, certified, authentic futurist. Joe, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about some of the industries that the next decade, the third decade of the 21st century, is coming at us. We're hard by to it. We're just about to step onto the threshold of that decade, Joe. And you've identified some industries that are going to be disrupted, which means, folks, opportunity on one side and challenge on the other side, but disruption none the same. I mean, all the same. Joe, give us an example. What's the first one that you think is going to be the most disrupted?
Well, I think the one that we're already starting to see is obviously the industry, the healthcare industry. You see the large players realizing that change is coming. The hospital companies realize that they need to be in the wellness business. And so suddenly they're moving into a business that they don't really understand because they're used to fixing people.
Right? You can't give a prescription for wellness. There's no prescription for wellness, is there?
Well, yeah. Interestingly enough, one of my clients is a large nonprofit food bank, and they're now working with a major hospital because the hospitals want to prescribe good food to people. So that's the kind of you create new partnerships when that happens. You create new little niche opportunities for small businesses in the health industry. That one's going to look completely different in 10 years, and I don't think anybody has a crystal ball that tells us exactly what's going to be different. But we know it's coming, right?
Yep,
economics
absolutely.
Say it is, the changing demographics, big changes there. And I would say for anybody who's ever thought about being in the wellness business and what that might mean, that there are going to be a lot of opportunities.
Well, there's no question about it. And there's a demographic component to that that's going to put all what you just said on steroids. And that's the fact that the largest generation, the first largest generation in American history, the baby boomer generation, 76 million of us, we're the upper quartile is over 65, many of them over 70. And that large generation is aging, is becoming elderly, and that's going to put a lot of pressure on our health care. And so wellness is paramount, isn't it? I mean, if we're going to be able to afford all these old people, we're going to have to try to be better, healthier, aren't we?
Absolutely. Although that's another great area, right? Because we still talk about the aging, the older generation, as if they were our grandparents, and they're not. They're us, right? And they're completely different because the vast majority of the boomers, by the time they retire, will have been working with technology for a quarter of their life at
least. That's right.
So they're going to retire completely differently. So once again, another, I think, a great area of opportunity. The big giants, the senior citizen homes, the people who build these communities that isolate older folks, they're starting to see interest wane. And we're starting to see new organizations come up that are interested in how do you integrate technology into an elder's lives.
Here's something I'm foreseeing, Joe. You and I are, sitting in our recliners at our home years and years from now, and maybe not too many years from now, and we're gonna push a button on the screen, and the nurse practitioner is gonna say, Mr. Tanksley, I need to take your blood pressure. Put your hand on the screen. That means you didn't have to go to town to get a checkup. What do you think?
Yes. Now that's already coming in some areas, and in fact, by the time you finally decide to sit down in the recliner, you won't even have to put your hand on the screen. The artificial intelligence will probably call the doctor, tell the doctor
the watch,
what you need.
The watch. the watch you're wearing will beam it out to the on Wi-Fi, right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what people are looking at. And so all of those devices that go with that, you know, there's already a great little company that's producing a device that actually is an artificially intelligent medicine dispenser.
Right.
So that it knows when you've taken your medicine, it tells you to take it, it tells your children, your
right.
doctor, everybody else, whether or not you've taken it. You know,
hey,
those
Joe,
are the kind of things that are just going to be really interesting. Yes, sir.
Let's move over and talk about education. I know that's another one that's on your list. This is huge, especially
okay.
higher education. Why are these colleges and universities building more dormitories and more buildings? I don't understand that. Do you?
Businesses tend to do that which they're really good at. And that's always the problem when the future is changing quickly. They know how to finance those dormitories.
Yep.
They know how to put people's name on them.
But isn't the future of education virtual?
Increasingly so. Even more importantly, though, I think that the future of education is discrete. Right? You're not going to go to college for 4 years. You might go for 16 months.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to go back in a few years for 3 months. And you know, if you can, there are going to be times when you're going to want to take an educational sabbatical throughout
right.
your life.
What would we call that?
Could
we call that application education? You take the education as you need to apply
it? Yeah.
Application education.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. So that's going to happen. And the other thing that's going to revolutionize education is, you know, we talk about virtual reality. It's never yeah. going to be as big as they hope it is in entertainment, but it
right.
is completely changing the way we teach people.
Yeah.
Because that's on-demand education.
Especially
you know,
the children,
how to, I think. How to fix it.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with Joe, folks. More to come after the break on these disruptions that you and I are going to experience in the next decade. And the reason we know that that's the case, because Joe Tankersley said it. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.